Welcome to this ASI cast, where our research director, Richard Marks, interviews Romil Ramgadia, the chief business officer at Bark India. Romil has overseen the rollout of Bark's All India TV viewership data, including for the first time rural viewers, a segment that had not been measured before despite it being close to 50% of the viewership universe. Romil outlines some of the learnings made along the way and gives some insight into some of the challenges tackling digital so as to provide cross-platform measurement, an undertaking he'll be outlining at the APAC TV conference in Singapore together with Amin Lakhani of Mindshare Fulcrum. Richard.
So welcome to the ASI podcast, Romil. Firstly, could you just give us a quick background on your role at Bark, what your responsibilities are and how you work with Bark?
So I am the Chief Business Officer at Bark India right now, which is the joint industry body for audience measurement in India. So directly, I'm responsible for clients, basically client servicing, finance, and the ops side at Bark. So I've been fortunate to be engaged with Bark almost since the inception. I've been engaged with Bark since October of 2013. Bark really started its journey seriously somewhere in June 2013. So I've been fortunate to be there almost since inception to see this through.
So you've been there more or less since the start. And I know in the last few months there have been a number of developments in terms of Bark and the Indian industry. You're able to give us a quick update on those developments?
So we launched our services in April 2015, actually, and in October 2015 is when we actually launched our full-scale TV audience measurement, because we launched it in phases. First, we did a urban launch, then we actually did a urban plus rural launch as far as TV audience measurement is concerned. So I think industry has been very supportive of Bark, and they have actually continued their support, and We did a joint venture with TAM as well. TAM was the incumbent agency, which was a joint venture of Kantar and Nielsen. So we did a so to say joint venture with them as well in India, which basically meant that they shut TV viewership reporting from India, and all their meters were taken over by Bark. So Bark will be using all their meters which were there with TAM, which immediately scales up our audience measurement size as well. Because currently, from a single currency standpoint, we are at 22,000 meters all over India. So this will actually scale up our size to close to 34,000-35,000 meters. And this integration should happen by end of this year. So I think it's been exciting times. We have, industry took a while to kind of, since it was a change which took almost, since the incumbent was there 15 years. So I think it was a change which the industry had to brace themselves up with. So they were very supportive. They braced themselves up. Now everyone is moving. A lot of people moved to Bark from a trading standpoint as far as the currency is concerned. So I think with TAM shutting down now, most of them will move as far as trading currency is concerned. So yeah, exciting times actually.
So you mentioned, is that 35,000 is the possible sample size with the new fieldwork company. Is that the end target, or are you hoping to get even bigger than that in terms of sample size eventually?
No, so the end target really for us, as mandated by the government, is 50,000. 50,000 homes. Yeah, 50,000 homes. So we'll be actually scaling up 10,000 homes every year. So hopefully by end of 2018, we'll be at that number and maybe more if industry is supportive.
That's interesting. Now Partho from Bark spoke at last year's Singapore ASI, really explaining the context in India and the conception of Bark. This year, you're going to be giving a paper with Mindshare Fulcrum that's going to be more focused specifically on cross-platform measurement. Now, central to that, obviously, is digital measurement itself. How is the rollout of digital happening in India in terms of what you have to measure? Are there similarities with other markets, and are there differences in terms of how India is adopting digital?
So what we have, what we started when we started our digital journey actually in November 2015, actually, when we started work on RFI. And when we released our RFI, we got a pretty healthy participation from almost 12 participants across the globe. And we shortlisted, and the shortlisted process went on, and we actually then chose four participants globally who we issued RFPs to, and that process is undergoing right now. But essentially, what we are trying to do in digital measurement in phase one is we are trying to only focus on measuring videos, as far as videos are concerned, both content and advertisement, and across all platforms, so be it mobile, tablets, laptops, across all platforms, be it OTTs, VODs, across different operating systems. So that's our intent. So our intent is really to focus only on video advertising, not go into text and not go into display or search, anything of that sort right now. So that's where we are in terms of... So we have started the journey. It's pretty soon right now. I think May and June is when we should finalize our digital partner whom we'll go with. And we expect to roll out the services sometime end of this year or early next year, actually.
That's interesting. You mentioned that you're encompassing video advertising. Is that potentially video advertising across all sites, or is it more focused on broadcaster activity?
No, it's all sites. So we are pretty we are closely coordinating with all the large players, so be it Google, be it Facebook, be it all OTT players, including broadcasters. So yeah, so since digital is nothing to do with panel, it's to do with census measurement, and panel data has to talk with census as well. So hence coordination with the publishers is very, very important, and it's not only about the broadcasters, so it goes much beyond.
Now, the title of your paper in Singapore has got the word "the big bet" in it, which implies there is obviously a lot at stake when it comes to cross-platform measurement. What do you think the main challenges that you face in terms of the ecosystem itself, in terms of actually bringing digital measurement for video to India? What are the main challenges, do you think?
See, when we say it's a big bet, because the advertisement on this digital ecosystem is growing at a healthy 35-40% year on year. Currently, it constitutes about 8-10% of the advertising pie. By come 4 years, 5 years, that number is going to be close to 20% of the advertising pie. So it's going to be pretty substantial. So obviously, if the number is going to be so substantial, it's important to have a measurement matrix behind it and to put some science behind it as far as for the advertisers is concerned. So from that perspective, it's a very big bet, because the intent is to give a unified, unique reach as far as the stakeholder ecosystem is concerned. So the key challenges, really, Richard, to my mind is, first is we need to really set what we call the viewability standard. I think that's very, very important for us to set that from a market standpoint. I think we need to have a unified viewability standard across the platforms. I don't know whether it should be closer to TV, not closer to TV. But we should have a uniform viewability standard. I think that's very, very important. The second challenge is really according to me, on the publisher side, because we need to have engagement and cooperation with all the publishers. Because as I said, it's not about panel. Panel is easier to set, but it's about census. So digital is nothing to do with panel, and hence a larger publisher cooperation will be required as far as this is concerned. And since our intent really is to give a unique reach and a unique reach across TV and digital ecosystem, and hence, I think very, very important aspect, which is little operational, but I think very important, is uniform labeling of ad captions. I think to map a TV commercial exactly with digital at a theme level and not just a brand level, I think that's very, very important. And for that, we have actually already started our groundwork on something called a VAL ID, which is similar to an ad ID, wherein we will give caption to each and every commercial before it goes on air. So before that, the commercial will be fingerprinted and watermarked to ensure that we actually, across the journey of the TV commercial, across the television or the digital ecosystem, we can track it uniformly. So there are multiple initiatives which are happening across across to capture and measure digital in an appropriate way. But yeah, it's challenging because it's pretty niche. It's evolving. It's not something which has happened in many countries. So I think there is a lot of learning, and I think we'll learn as we move along the way. So there is a lot of learning which we also need to go through as we go through the process.
So potentially that could mean, if that system comes into place, that before adverts and content are actually broadcast and distributed, you would be able to be labelling or fingerprinting them at a very early stage in the whole process, which sounds a positive development if you can get the industry to work with you on that. So I won't delve too much further into your paper, because we want to save some insights for the audience in Singapore. So I'd just like to say thanks for joining us on this edition of the ASI Cast, and we look forward to hearing your paper with Mindshare Fulcrum in Singapore.
Thank you so much, Richard. Thank you for inviting us. Thanks. Thank you.
Brilliant. I think we'll pause the record there, but I think that more or less happened without, we can more or less put that up live.